This is a supplemental audio lesson that goes with episode 76 of Money for the Rest of Us, Should You Lend to Your Peers? And it's on buying peer-to-peer loans or notes in the secondary market. At the time I recorded the podcast, my account at Lending Club had been established, but not the trading account, which is on a site called Folio. The two sites are connected. So now the account is open. So I was able to look at the notes that were available. And again, by notes, you're not actually lending to a particular borrower. You're buying a security tied to that borrower, and your return on the security is linked to the interest on the borrower paying interest and paying back principal. So there are 21,000 notes available on the Folio platform. And so these are Lending Club lenders or investors that want to sell their notes. Now, many of those people, why would somebody want to sell a note? Well, maybe they want liquidity for whatever reason. And so that would be a reason. Sometimes they're afraid that the borrower will default. Many of those notes on there that are being sold because it shows the payment history and also shows whether the credit score has gone down. So there could be some fear of that. What I found really surprising, if you buy a note on Lending Club, there's a 1% fee for doing so. And so in my mind, and coming from an institutional investor mindset, when you buy something in the secondary market that's not terribly liquid, generally there is a discount to the value because to recognize that it's not a terribly liquid market. Only about 10% of the notes on the Folio platform were selling at a discount of 1% or more. Most of them were less than a 1% discount. And well, in fact, most of them were selling at a premium and as high as 15%. Now, for the life of me, I don't know why anyone would go on the Folio platform, purchase a note at a premium, and then pay an additional 1% to get that note. The only reason I can think about it is some of the notes are more seasoned, and so the idea is that, all right, the borrower is not going to default in, oftentimes they'll default in the first year, as I understand it, and so maybe they're more seasoned, you'd pay a premium there, but I wouldn't do it. But that platform is available. You can also buy notes that are past due or that are in a grace period. And that's actually something I'm going to explore because there the discount to the value of the note is greater. I mean, as much as 50 to 70%. And so the idea is that certainly many of those will default, but if some of them don't, and you sort of have to do the math based on the discounts offered to see if there's a way to generate a positive return. Now, that's called distressed debt investing, when you're buying things at a very distressed price, hoping that they'll rebound. With distressed debt investing, though, the benefit of that is you can actually negotiate with the holder of the debt and renegotiate some type of package, and maybe you'll get a partial recovery. Again, these notes are non-recourse, so they're unsecuritized, and so I wouldn't necessarily buy a note that is 30 days late, 60 days late. They're more likely to default. What the part that interests me is those that are in a grace period, and maybe there's an opportunity there. But again, that's very, very high risk. This is not the 5 to 6% return that I'm going to use for my main Lending Club account, and when I get hopefully eventually get approved on Upstart, and again targeting that 5 to 6% return, that is the bond substitute. In terms of how I'll go about that, I'll probably focus on the A credits and maybe the C rated credits. I won't go very high risk at all, and as many as possible. So I didn't talk about on the podcast. I remember at Prosper, I would read through every single listing and hem and haw, should I lend to this person? I think this is very much, you diversify as much as possible. You spread your risk among as many notes as possible. There's automated investment programs on some of these platforms. And you're just playing the numbers. And you have a great deal of notes spread on many lenders. You can focus on the credit quality you want and see how it goes, recognizing the lower credits will have more defaults if we enter into a recession in the U.S. The more outstanding credits, the A credits, don't seem to be as sensitive to defaults over time. But we'll see. So it's all an experiment. I'm gonna go ahead and try it out. Let me know how it goes for you. And we'll go from there. Any questions, go ahead and email me, jd@jdavidstein.com. Thanks.